Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the mountainside grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant, share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
The Martyrs of China.
Sisters, come in, please. Be seated, sisters, if you please.
Thank you, Father.
You are...
Sister Ursula Yen, North Shanxi Province.
Ah, then you are Sister...
Sister Martha Tse, Honan Province.
Do you know, sisters, why the Holy Father has asked you to come to Rome?
No, Father.
It was a long trip to ask you to make. I trust it wasn't too difficult for you.
Oh, no, Father.
Neither one of you is very young.
I am only 70, Father.
I only 68, Father.
You have both spent many years in the service of our Lord.
Oh, yes, Father.
We hope to spend many more, Father.
I hope so, too. Well, now, suppose I tell you why we asked you to make the long journey from China to Italy.
We are eager to know, Father.
The cause of the beatification of 29 martyrs to the Christian faith has been introduced. You know the ones we meet.
Monsignor Gregory Grassi.
Monsignor Andrew Bauer.
Yes, both Franciscans from Italy. Also Mother Claire Nannetti from Italy.
Madame Mary Hermine Grivo from France.
Mm-hmm.
Sister Mary Giuliani. Sister Mary Saint-Just Moreau.
Yes.
Sister Natalia Kergan. Sister Amandine Jurgi.
Sister Adolphine Dirks from Holland.
My, you seem to know all their names.
We talk about them often, Father.
And the Chinese Christian martyrs. Do you talk of them, too?
Oh, yes, Father.
Oh, John Chang, Patrick Tong, Philip Chang.
John Chang Jr., John Wang.
Did you know any of them?
Yes.
In a year of our Lord, 1900, Mother Hermina Grivo and her nuns died on afternoon of July 9.
You were there?
I not there, but Sister Ursula be there.
They killed them all. Also, they killed the mission servants.
Do you know the names of the servants?
Yes. All.
And they could have saved themselves, but they choose to die with others.
As they will receive beatification with the others.
It is only right and proper.
I agree. Now, as I have told you, the cause of the beatification of the first group of martyrs in China in the year 1900 has been introduced. But as you well know, dear sisters, the Holy See does not confer beatification quickly or easily. No. We collect evidence slowly and painstakingly. We try to verify every fact. We seek proof of every allegation. A papal bull of beatification, sisters, is a most solemn thing. It is never issued lightly.
Oh, we understand, Father.
Now, will you tell me something about yourselves? Something that will indicate perhaps your familiarity with the Chinese martyrs.
Peter Yanol was my grandfather.
Peter Yanol?
One of servants who died with others.
And you, Sister Ursula?
Sister Ursula, show hands to Father.
Her hands? Oh.
Father, for 46 years, Sister Ursula not be able to use her thumbs.
When I was 24, Father, boxers hung me by my thumbs.
I see. Suppose you tell me all you know of the martyrs of China.
Well, Father, nearly 100 years ago, as you well know, missionaries started coming to China.
I know.
But not just missionaries, Father. Little by little, traders came, mostly English traders.
Chinese become frightened that they become just one more British colony, like India. Chinese hate traders, call them foreign devils.
It was Dowager Empress of China who helped to start the secret society, Yi Ho Chuan.
What does that mean?
Righteous harmony boxers. So, English call them boxers. Boxers start killing merchant, trader, and of course, missionary. They burn embassy and legation. That was in a year 1900, Father.
Yes, I know.
The vicar apostolic of northern Shanxi province was Gregory Grassi. The year of the massacres, Monsignor Grassi was 67 years old. He had been in China 40 years.
My father, his porter, saw how I know about him. Governor of province, be Yu Qian, who hate Christians. And so, Father Grassi and other Franciscan be in awful danger.
Father Andrew Bauer wanted to take up arms for self-protection.
But Father Grassi said no. If it be will of God that we should be martyr, then we must accept it.
On June 27th, Boxers raided the Protestant missions, which was situated near Father Grassi's seminary. Then Father Grassi knew it would not be long before Boxers came to kill them.
He worried not so much for himself, but for nuns, Franciscan missionaries of Mary. You see, he be responsible for them. So he sent for Mother Prioress.
That was Mother Grifo.
She was 34 years old and be in China only little more than 1 year.
Mother Grifo, I want you to do something for me.
Yes, Father.
You know that the Boxers have raided the Protestant mission?
Yes, Father, I've heard.
Only last night, I have closed the seminary and sent all the students home.
I suppose you could do nothing else, Father.
I cannot be brave with their lives, Mother Grifo.
I understand, Father.
Now I must decide what's to be done about you and your nuns.
Must you do anything?
Yes, I must. I want all of you to discard your habits, Mother Grifo, and put on Chinese clothes. It will give you a better chance to escape.
Is that your plan for us, that we should escape?
Of course.
I know you mean to be kind.
I mean to save your lives, if I can.
But what about your own? Your life and the lives of the other priests?
I have told them all. If it is God's will that we be martyred, then we must accept that fate. as we have accepted everything else at his hands.
But you would deny that faith to the nuns, Father.
You are young. You have useful lives ahead of you.
Our lives belong to God, Father.
How old is your youngest sister?
That would be Sister Mary Giuliani. She's 25.
And you are...
34, Father.
You are the oldest?
Mother Claire Nannetti. She's 35. You will not easily persuade Mother Claire to put on Chinese clothes and try to save herself, Father.
And why not?
Mother Claire has long foreseen her death for Christ. She's quite well prepared to meet it.
Here in China?
My Father, anywhere at all, you know that.
Yes, of course I do.
Don't stop us from dying with you, Father.
I must try, Mother. Don't you see?
No, Father, I do not see. We shall be brave when it comes our turn, Father, I promise you. And if we're not brave enough, God will send us strength. You'll see, Father. You'll see.
Mother Grievo. Now, about the orphans.
Yes. What's to be done about the orphans?
Well, I've managed to locate some carts. We must load the children into them and send them off to Christian households where they'll be safe anyway for the time being.
How many carts?
I believe I can count on two.
I'll send Mother Claire in one. I go myself in the other.
Yes, come in.
Monsignor Grassi.
Yes, Brother Andrew. What is it, brother?
The boys, the students.
Yes. What is it?
Father, I told you we should arm ourselves.
I sent the students home, Brother Andrew. Didn't they go?
Oh, yes. I saw them leave myself.
Well, where are they now?
Home. Most of them.
Most of them? Not all of them?
All but five, Father.
All but five? Where are the five?
They were stopped at the town gate. They were taken to the subprefect. They were told to repudiate their faith.
Where are they now?
They are in jail, Father.
God have mercy on them. But what happened, Mother? What happened?
Father, we started out with the children from the orphanage as planned, in the two carts you got for us. Mother Claire in one, I in the other. Each child had been assigned to a Christian household, Father. But we'd hardly gone a mile before the soldiers of Yuxian sent us back.
They may come at any time and take the children away from the orphanage.
What can we do to protect them, Father?
We'll try to think of something, Mother Grievo. We must pray to God to show us the way. You know that Yuxian has issued an order forbidding Christians to meet together for prayer.
Father, what am I to do with the orphans? Where can I take them?
For the time being, they are with us as we are with God. And together, we rest in God's hands.
Look, Father Grassi, look. You can see the flames from here. They are very close, Father. Do you think the seminary will stand?
I do not think the seminary will burn, Brother Andrew.
But the boxes are setting fire to all the houses around us.
They have cut us off from the rest of mankind, haven't they? Well, it is now truly as I said. We rest in God's hands.
Father, Monsignor Grassi and Brother Andrew and all the nuns be made to go to building near House of Yuxian.
Two other Franciscans went with them. Father Elias Facconi.
He be training young seminarians in Shanxi province for more than 40 years.
And Father Theodoric Balzi, a Frenchman who spoke Chinese very well.
He have a mission post in mountains.
They all joined 5 seminarians who had been taken there from jail after they refused to deny Christ.
And my grandfather, Peter Yano, and then other servants, when they be all gathered, Father Grassi called them together.
I've been waiting for, I don't understand why he doesn't.
Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, on July the 9th, an attack was made by the Boxers on a Protestant mission in a building nearby here, conducted by Mr. and Mrs. Ernest Atwater. We all know that this is only the first of such attacks on Christian missionaries.
I pray not.
We must be prepared for whatever comes. I shall hear confession all day today for those who wish. In my prayer, preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who whet their tongues like a sword and bend their bones to shoot their arrows. They encourage themselves in an evil matter, but God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly they shall be wounded, so they shall make their own tongues to fall upon themselves. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory. Unto thee shall all flesh come. Iniquities prevail against us. As for our transgressions, thou shalt purge them away. Blessed is the man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even of thy holy temple. By terrible things in righteousness wilt thou answer us, O God of our salvation, who art the confidence of all the ends of the earth. His strength setteth fast the mountains, being girded with power. It stilleth the noise of the sea, and the tumult of the people. They also that swell at the uttermost parts are afraid at thy tokens. Thou makest the outgoings of the mornings and evenings to rejoice. Thou crownest the earth with thy goodness. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
and I as well in the house of the Lord forever. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom.
I saw them, Father. I see boxers when they break into house. I see them when they break down door to room where Father Grassi be with Mother Grivo and others and my grandfather. I see them kill my grandfather.
My poor child.
Yu Shen himself lead boxers. It be Yu Shen himself who strike down Father Grassi and Father Bauer with his sword. Then all the nuns kneel down and they start sing Te Deum and they draw back their veils so that boxers can cut their throat. But first,
Yes, sister.
First, boxers raise all the nuns to ceiling by their hands. Then cut their throat.
You saw this?
I see all this. And I see three fires, Mina, and five Chinese seminarians, and nine mission servants. My grandfather with them all perish by sword. On that day, July 9, 1900, in a building near house of Yu Shen. And Father, this building still stands today. I can show it to you. Building where they all be gathered on that day. Where they all die that day. And Father, do you know what Chinese call that building today? They call it Inn of Heavenly Peace.
Thank you, sister, for telling me all this.
There were others who died, Father, killed by the boxers.
Tell me, Sister Ursula.
At Heng Tsao Fu in the province of Hunan, Franciscan friar, Father Chisidio was fleeing from boxers to a place of safety. He turned back to take this blessed sacrament from the tabernacle in the chapel. The boxers seized him and beat him and wrapped him in sacking soaked with oil and burned him to death.
And when he hear of Father Chisidio's death, the vicar apostolic of southern Honan, he come to Heng Tsao Fu with other brother, Father Joseph Gambaro. They come up river by boat, but boxer recognized them and stoned them. Father Joseph died quickly, but Bishop Anthony lingered for 2 hours more till they put one spear in his heart.
Sisters, in the name of the Holy Father, I give you many thanks for all you have told us. Everything you have told us. Everything you have said fits well with the stories we've heard from others who lived through the terrible times you have described. You have the gratitude of the Church. Now, before you leave us, could you help us in one other matter?
What is that, Father?
It is most important. When a cause for beatification is being considered, to establish clearly that the martyrs died for God.
Surely there's no doubt.
We must know for a certainty that the boxers killed these men and women out of hatred for their faith.
Of course that is why.
That it was their faith, and their faith alone they were defending.
Mother, what other reason would boxer have for to kill them?
Political reasons, perhaps?
Political?
They be not political people. They be priests and nuns and good Christians. all be that.
Could they have been killed simply because they were foreigners?
They be not all foreigners. My grandfather, 5 seminarians, all be Chinese.
Father, how can anyone doubt that they died for God?
It is not that we doubt it, but we must have proof.
Proclamation of Yu Xin.
Ah, yes. Proclamation of Governor of Tai Yuan Fu.
I have not heard of it. What did it say?
I can tell you precisely what it said. It said, the European religion is wicked and cruel. It despises the spirit and oppresses peoples. All Chinese Christians who do not sincerely repudiate it will be executed. Christians, hear and tremble. Give up this perverse religion. Let all Christians fear and obey. The boxers will not hurt persons. It is the religion they hate.
You are sure of this? You are sure that is what the proclamation said?
I am sure.
How can you be sure?
I am sure, Father. Because I read this proclamation many times. I read it 100 times, 1,000 times. So many times I could never forget it. I had been Christian for 10 years. Now I had to think. Boxers will not hurt persons. It is this religion they hate. I read the proclamation many, many times.
And then? What did you do?
Then I tore it up and went to Mass.
Sister Ursula, I should have known better than to ask.